Madam Clerk, item number two, please.
Item number two, from the Director of Audit, submitting an informational report entitled Review of June 13th, 2012 Memo from the Office of the Sheriff, file number 12359, discussing jail population and inmate movement concerns. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
And Madam Clerk, let me ask you, this is in response to a report that was at our last meeting, and there was some action items that were requested from this committee. Could I ask you to summarize those, please?
A summary of the referral letter that was sent on June 22nd indicated that Supervisor Wyshon requested a report generated by the Office of the Sheriff be referred to the Audit Division and the Office of the Comptroller for analysis prior to the July meeting cycle. Supervisor Wyshon further requested that a formal request be sent to Sheriff David A. Clark, Jr., requesting his appearance before the committee to discuss jail population and inmate movement concerns. A letter was drafted on June 22nd to Sheriff David A. Clark, Jr., requesting his presence at this month's committee meeting.
Thank you. Well, we have before us Jerry Hare, our Director of Audits, and Mr. Hare, please, let's start with you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jerry Hare, Director of Audits, Milwaukee County Comptroller's Office. You asked us to review the memo from the Sheriff's Office that was really focused on four allegations of the Chief Judge, and we have done so. The matter is subject to the report before you. But before I get into the substance of the four allegations, I just want to remind the committee that over the last several months, with the adopted budget for 12 and with the resolution subsequent to that time, you've engaged our office in numerous audits within the Sheriff's purview. And one of them goes right to this issue of alternatives to incarceration. You recall the juristic resolution that was advanced earlier this year. And we are in the process of doing that audit. So I think several of the issues that are the subject of these memos will be addressed in that report and hopefully will be of use to you as you go forward. Moving to the four specific points, the first was on the topic of the increased inmate population. And the Sheriff's Office has presented detailed information about the decrease in population, the 24.6% decrease in population from 2009 to date. But the Chief Judge was more concerned about the actions of the Sheriff's Office that have resulted in what he characterizes as an artificial increase in the jail population beyond what it would be otherwise. So our conclusion on that first point is that the facts of the matter have not really been dispelled or confirmed by the data, but there's data that you can use. Again, I would suggest that the audit will hopefully provide a context to that trend so you'll get a better understanding beyond just the numbers moving up or down. The second point has to do with the judge's concern about what appears to be unnecessary delays in the release of defendants to court order programs. And again, there's a substantial amount of data in the sheriff's memo about the timeliness that elapses between notification of the CCF South in particular and their actual placement in a Humber dorm. The data doesn't really include the effective date that the Humber was ordered, and that's, in our view, a critical piece that, again, is relevant to the discussion. And on the third topic, which is the whole question of the extra days that may result from a transport issues with defendants of the CCF South, the sheriff provides good context about inmate classification, the Christensen consent decree. He updates us on remodeling of the two dorms that has caused some closures throughout the capital project that's created closures of the two dorms. And he suggests video conferencing might accommodate some of the concerns about delays, and that may indeed have merit. But the memo really doesn't address the portion of the chief judge's concerns that go to the whole issue of the timing that is of concern to the court. The final issue is the effect of electronic monitoring changes and the rules that govern the sheriff's decision about electronic monitoring. I think if you look closely at the chief judge's concerns, he's really trying to get some clarity about the changes that have taken place in the last several months and the reasoning behind the sheriff's making those changes. And those aren't really fully addressed in the response. The response from the Sheriff's Office does, however, bring up a key issue that will be the subject of our audit and should always be of concern to you, And that is this question of the cost versus benefit of electronic monitoring versus incarceration. We concur with the sheriff that there's a conceptual argument about the incremental cost of adding to the inmate population. The discussion of fixed and variable cost, I know it can get rather accounting oriented because and we're really talking about service impacts, justice impacts, but we agree with the sheriff that you can't necessarily say that adding inmates to the jail population costs you the full load of the average inmate cost. There's an incremental load that comes into bear, and again, that will be hopefully well laid out in the audit. Mr. Chairman, I know this doesn't even begin to address some of the ongoing concerns within the justice system about these decisions, but we wanted to be responsive to your request just for some input on those four specific allegations, and I'll just close by saying probably for the third or fourth time, my hope is that the audit will provide more more context to this debate as we go forward. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hare. How long have you been with Milwaukee County in the audit department?
I've got 25 years in the saddle with Milwaukee County, 32 years this past month in government auditing.
Okay, and how many years as director, Jerry?
Since 1995. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And obviously, and I, while I'm speaking for myself, I know that I have carried the weight of my colleagues that your department has the trust of the county board. I know that time in and time again, we have looked to you and your team, your staff, and I know that eventually some decisions have to be made, but we have the utmost respect for you and your department. So thank you for your service. I know that you've got a million other audits going on, but now, in this one in particular, the one that you're working on, in essence, this is kind of a sneak preview, if you will. When is that going to be due?
Well, Mr. Chairman, as I said, we've talked to the sheriff about four projects that we were going to try and do all at once. That's just not going to work, so we're breaking it down into four pieces. We'll hopefully have before you soon our review of the inmate trust accounts. There were some issues there. That was self-generated by us based on some issues we saw. We'll then move to the Federal Forfeiture Fund report, which will go to the question of how has this money been spent. And the third piece will be this alternatives to incarceration. I think it'd be helpful for you just, I don't know what the county exec proposes to put in the 2013 budget, but our goal would be to have it in your hands in case there are any issues that go to the 2013 budget.
Thank you, Mr. Hare. Before I go to committee members, I just want to give a couple of principals some opportunities. I'm not looking for a debate, but I want to look first to Chief Judge Kramers if he'd like to make a comment, and then it'll be Inspector Schmidt, and then we'll take commentary from committee members.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, members of the committee. I guess my only response to the memo from Mr. Hare and his department is that it, I think, just clarifies the issues that I was trying to raise. And just very quickly, very briefly, the context of this was that I had observed some things in terms of what was going on in the jail and electronic monitoring and the home detention program that caused me some concerns that generated the letter I wrote to the sheriff asking for a meeting to talk about what was going on. When that was not forthcoming, I felt it was my obligation to notify the county board because you have the responsibility of paying for or allocating taxpayer resources to pay for the House of Corrections and the now called the Correctional Facility South and the jail and so forth. And I thought you should be aware of that to see if there's some action you wish to take or some other additional information you wish to seek out. It has never been a question in my mind, nor have I ever challenged the fact that by statute there are only two people that have the authority to put two positions, I should say, that have the authority to put defendants on electronic monitoring. One is the sheriff, the other is the superintendent of the House of Corrections. Milwaukee County no longer has a superintendent of the House of Corrections as a result of action taken by the board in 2000 and 8, I guess, to combine those two operations under the direction of the sheriff. So it's never been my challenge that the sheriff has the authority to decide. But having decided and then changing the rules or his policy about it leaves everyone else who's affected by the system in the dark. And that's what I was seeking to get, was some clarity and some clarification on what the sheriff's policies are about the use of electronic monitoring. I absolutely agree. I've never disputed the one issue, or the last issue, I should say, that Mr. Hare talked about with respect to this issue of determining the jail bed costs is a pretty thorny issue, and it depends on what problem you're talking about and how you what kind of costs you want to analyze. And I agree that the incremental costs of adding one more defendant to the jail or the House of Corrections today is not anywhere near as big a number as taking the entire cost of running the South facility and dividing it by the number of people there on a daily basis. It's a different issue. I get that. But if that's the analysis you're going to use, then you have to use the same analysis in valuing or figuring out what the cost of electronic monitoring is. So the incremental cost of adding one more person to electronic monitoring is nowhere near what it costs to run the whole operation. So if we're going to use incremental costs in one, you got to use it on the other one. That would be the only caution I have with respect to it. Other than that, I have had some conversation with a number of supervisors, with the chair of the board, and with the county executive, and some very, very, very brief conversation with Inspector Schmidt about some other alternatives here that I think I suggested at a meeting that Supervisor Johnson chaired about the Huber facility, which is maybe it's time to look at doing something about recreating the position of superintendent of the House of Corrections, to who would also have the authority to run a home detention program. Or if capacity is the driving force for the sheriff to decide when to use electronic monitoring, change the capacity. You have the authority to do that. Say, we can't afford to run a X 100 bed facility. We're going to run X 100 minus 50 or 100 bed facility, if that's the driving criteria. I think there are a lot of ways to approach this. My goal was simply to put the information in front of you and let the board decide as you see fit. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Judge. Inspector Schmidt, again, I'm just trying to be fair here. I'm not looking to get into any kind of debate or whatever, just an opportunity to express some thoughts before I go to my colleagues. Inspector Schmidt, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. I do not intend to debate the issue. I think audit will certainly come up with its appropriate and proper conclusion. It's a impartial group, and of course will patiently await for the results. Based on what the chief said, and again, this is not a debate, it's just to point out a couple of facts that have occurred under the leadership of Sheriff Clark. Everything does rise and fall on leadership. We certainly get that, and I know everyone gets that. Just a very quick reminder as to what has occurred since the date that the Chief Judge brought up in 2009. In 2008, at just a very quick historical lesson, Dr. Jeff Schwartz from the NIC came in as an independent investigator to look at the Community Correctional Center, which housed the Huber inmates, which was right across the street from the current criminal justice facility. He reviewed the House of Correction in detail. He reviewed the Huber program in detail. In 2009, after that report was published, the former county executive, realizing that the CCC, or the Community Correctional Center, the Huber program, the 400 inmates that had escaped under that program, that it was time to get new leadership, and that leadership was given to Sheriff Clark. Under his leadership, all 400 of those inmates that had absconded while on Huber were brought back into custody. The electronic monitoring was significantly changed and tightened up. Public safety was enhanced. The Community Correctional Center, which the Department of Corrections stated had to basically look at being condemned, within one day of the sheriff's taking the House of Correction over in one day. Community Correctional Center was closed down. It's been condemned by the Department of Corrections, and we have not had an issue with that program, if you will, since. So it's just to point out, I understand there will be philosophical differences on this, but look at the data. I would actually throw out the concept of having Dr. Schwartz from the National Institute of Corrections, someone from the board if they're interested, and even the chief had brought up the potential of having him come back, take a look at all the issues that are on the table to see if it makes sense. And certainly we would support that. So I'll leave it at that. I know that it's a huge decision for the board, and thank you for the time.
Thank you, Inspector. Okay, I look to my colleagues. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, I guess the question's for the chair in this. The committee sent a letter to the sheriff that asked that he be in attendance today.
Yes.
Did we get some type of response from him?
I did receive a verbal response that he actually has a conflict today and is not able to be here. So I was told that verbally, yes.
And any elaboration on that conflict out of town?
From what I understand, I thought it was dealt with federal government, but I'm not specifically sure. Well,
Mr. Chairman, for me,
sure.
The sheriff was under deposition today.
Very good. Thank you.
Will he then be in attendance at our September meeting?
We can always ask, okay, whether or not he accepts the invitation remains to be seen, but we can always ask.
We'll leave it at that.
Other comments, questions? Anybody from the audience? This is an informational item, and if there's nothing further, then we will look to item number three.